Yeah, it wasn't good football. Give the Colts credit. They came ready to play in the beginning, and we didn't. But to give some credit to our guys, they fought back. They fought back. Again, I'm very proud of this locker room. I'm very proud of these guys. They were down 24-0. Looked like it was going to be about 50-0. But we finally got something going on offense, and we were able to play some complimentary football, but we still had too many mistakes and just couldn't overcome that type of deficit.
The onside kick, is there anything?
That's terrible. We can't allow that to happen. That's, we talk about that all week, and it starts with coaching, and we just we can't allow that to happen.
We talked about the slow start so much. What else can you guys do to prepare 15
to go? I don't know, Dave. Seriously, I'm gonna, that's why I got a bye week, got a couple days to figure things out. That's one of the things we got to figure out. But I'm not trying to. I'm just telling you. I mean, obviously, I don't know. It's 24-0. Haven't started well yet. So, got to try to figure it out.
Bill, in terms of Andrew Luck and Hilton, they were obviously locked in all night.
Yeah. No, they made plays. You have to give the Colts a lot of credit. I mean, he's a great quarterback. A lot of respect for their coaching staff and their team. Give them credit. They did a lot of good things. We were in position. They made plays. We made some mistakes, but at the end of the day, the Colts came in here and beat us. They made more plays than we did and less mistakes.
What were you thinking when you saw Walk going down the sideline again?
Yeah, it was a great play. It was a great play. By a great player.
You mentioned the mistakes, and that's kind of been a recurring theme these last few weeks. Where you guys are getting close and you're in games. I mean, that's kind of killing you guys, right?
Yeah, I mean, we just whether it's turnovers or missed assignments, whatever it might be, there's just no room for that type of error. There's just no margin for error, and we're the ones that we're making the more errors than the other team. And we have to stop that because, these games are going to be close. They're going to be games like this, hopefully not starting like this, but they're going to be close games is what I mean. And the team that makes the least amount of mistakes is the one that's going to win. And we have to stop our self-inflicted wounds, so to speak. Right. Yeah, no, I did. I believe our team was ready to play. I know how it started out there. We were ready to play. They played better. We couldn't get a first down. Our defense was on the field too much. They made some plays. We fought back to get in the game. We let them get ahead too much. 24-0 is hard to overcome. Our guys were energetic the whole night. They were into it. We've got a bunch of good guys in there. We got a bunch of guys that fight, tough guys that have played a lot of football in this league, our veterans. So, everybody was ready to play. It just, maybe it didn't look that way, but, they fought back to get in the game. Yeah, there was some missed tackles, and so we just have to continue to point it out, how they were missed, what type of tackles they were that were missed, and then try to work it in practice, try to work that, at least the angle of the tackle, the proper technique of the tackle, just continue to try to work that in practice to get it better.